Celebrating 45 years this year, the iconic team of Penn & Teller have defied labels in at times physics and good taste by redefining the genre of magic and inventing their very own distinct niche in comedy. Now the CW has slated the new original one-hour special this Monday at 8 Central called Penn & Teller Try This at Home. Filmed entirely at their homes and their friends around the world, the show showcases new magic Penn & Teller and their magician friends have developed at home and teaches viewers how to do an array of tricks themselves while being joined by celebrity guests. And to talk about all of that is magician and TV personality, Penn Jillette. Penn, welcome in.
Good to see you, or talk to you. How are you doing?
I am great. I am great. You know, before we jump into the TV special, I didn't know this until now, but your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is close to Houdini's. Is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's, you know, it's a hop, skip, and a handcuff escape. It's right up the street a little bit. It's pretty exciting. When we got it, we walked directly into the Magic Castle, which is, you know, very close to Houdini's star. So it's, sure. It was pretty nice. You know, it's kind of a big deal. I'm sure there's some people we don't care about being on the walk with, but Houdini we do.
Yeah, I would think so. And by the Magic Castle as well.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Pretty flattering.
Yeah. I saw you and Teller many years ago in Vegas, and I love that after your show, you said hello to everybody. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah. Well, let me make this clear. Anybody who wanted to say hello, we did not force ourselves on anyone.
Fair enough. Hello! Come say hello to me! I know, I love that. I love that. When you first performed in Vegas in the 90s, people thought you were a little too highbrow for Vegas, but your first shows sold completely out.
Yeah. We actually, we played the Celebrity Room at Bally's, which is no longer there, but that's where Sinatra and Dean Martin and Liza Minnelli and everybody played, and they really thought that our kind of off-Broadway, Broadway style would not play in Vegas, and then we actually broke Sinatra's sales record. But there's an asterisk on that, because the only reason we have the record in that room is that we were the only ones who ever played there without having any friends that we gave tickets to.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
No friends.
I'm sure Sinatra in the day.
Every single ticket in the room were sold.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Yeah, I'm sure Sinatra in the day, Eliza, as you were saying, yeah, give me 20 tickets. I'm going to have this one come in and so forth. This was pure people coming and buying tickets.
Yeah, they knew people. They knew people. Yeah. They had friends. We didn't have friends. We didn't know anybody. We just did our show.
But you think about that, you know, highbrow for Vegas. First of all, it's just tremendous entertainment. And I don't know what you say about Vegas, but Vegas is a melting pot of not only the people that live there, but the people that visit there. They're from all over the world. So why would that be an odd thing
changed.
For Vegas?
It's changed an awful lot. Yeah. You know, there was a time in the late 80s, early 90s, where it really come down to pretty by the numbers, pretty cheesy shows, and people were going to Vegas ironically. You know, they would go to pretend they were someone else, you know, smoke cigars and have a martini and see a show that wasn't really to their taste. And then, you know, that's back when, you know, Vegas didn't have good restaurants. And then in the 90s, everything started changing, and it got to be less ironic. And all of a sudden, hey, this really is good restaurants, and let's see a really good show, and let's enjoy ourselves. And it changed, and we're very happy to be taken along on that ride. You know, right after us, the Blue Man Group came out, and a lot of other really good shows. I mean, you can't beat the Blue Man Group.
But
and, you know, some of the
sort
of Soleil shows and so on. Yeah.
Sure, but you know, when you think about it, Penn, I mean, you're among, you know, royalty in Vegas. I mean, you know, only the who's who has been there. And when you talk about the days of Sinatra and the Wayne Newtons of the world that have been there forever, I mean, to be a part of that and for so long. I mean, you know, as you said, the 90s. I mean, you've been in and out of there forever with great shows.
Not even out of there. We are the longest running headliners in the history of Vegas.
Wow.
You know, as of the pandemic, you know, our show is not going now, of course. But and that was one of the things with our special. You know, our first NBC special was called Don't Try This at Home.
Right.
We thought
right.
it was really funny to call this Try This at Home. And there's been so many wonderful fundraiser and educational shows that people were doing from their homes. You know, like the Stones playing with Charlie Watts playing air drums and all those wonderful, you know, Paul McCartney and Lady Gaga and, you know, Jimmy Fallon, all those people doing shows from home. But we got the idea of doing a show that wouldn't really deal, I mean, directly with the pandemic and with sheltering at home, but just deal with tricks that people could do from their homes. So we had this wonderful setup where, you know, my wife was running all the cameras, and I was zoomed in with Teller. So the Teller was at his house, and he had his cameras run there. And then we were able to interact and do two-person bits, even though we were across town. And then we had all sorts of people come in, Michael Carbonaro and Shin Lim, Matt King, all came in and did bits with us, you know, connected, including our friends Morgan West from the UK. And then we took a tinfoil ball and ostensibly handed it around the world to do a magic jam with, you know, with a dozen magicians all doing magic and handing it off to someone else virtually. And then we end with a real challenge. The idea of doing a card trick for someone in their home where they buy the deck of cards, we have nothing to do with it, and we do a card trick from a distance was a real, real intellectual and magical challenge. And we do a card trick for Elle and Dakota Fanning in their home. They're in Beverly Hills, and we're in Vegas, and we do a card trick for them that went really, really well and really blew their minds. But it was so interesting because Teller and I have been, as you said, working for 45 years, coming up with tricks to do when we can touch stuff.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun to come up with a lot of tricks where we couldn't touch stuff, where we had to have magic happen, hundreds of miles away.
Well, it's so perfect. I mean, because, I've got three kids at home, and we're playing board games, we're watching TV, we're sitting in the yard, we're taking walks, all that other stuff. But introducing magic to, you know, if they haven't been introduced to it before, to a new generation, and really, you know, embrace the illusion aspect of it and really be able to do those tricks themselves and teach them something new. I mean, I think that's one thing we're all doing in all this is, you know, we're learning how to cook, we're learning how to grill, we're learning how to, you know, sew, we're learning, you know, there's all kinds of projects. To learn something so fun and entertaining, I think it's perfect timing.
Yeah, we have several tricks, more than you'd expect. And most of the tricks in the show are tricks that we show them and then teach people how to do them. So I would suggest when you watch this Monday night to watch the whole first. You can pull the tricks on your children.
I like it. We're going to do that for sure. And you mentioned, and by the way, the special airs Monday on the CW at 8 Central here in Chicago. You're supposed to be in Vegas performing as we speak. I'm sure you miss performing on stage as much as we miss you being there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been, this is the longest I've gone without performing live since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
It's a very, very, very different experience. And, doing this show and doing the show for people and being on Zoom has been tremendously fun. And, you know, I do a podcast and connecting with people the way I can, you know, at cameo.com, everywhere, doing anything I can to connect to people. But it is a very odd experience. You know, it's not something you expect to have taken away from you. And please understand, I have no complaints. I mean, everybody is going through the same thing, and I'm not saying that my desire to be on stage is in any way more compelling than everyone's desire to get back to work.
Yeah.
But it is a very odd experience. We kind of poured. I mean, Keller and I really worked on this special because we were so excited to be working on something.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, when you were planning this and putting these tricks together, are most of them ones that you knew already? Or did you have to kind of dig a little deeper and say, okay, what can we do? Like you said, you're not able to touch it. You're not able to do it yourself. You're teaching other people how to do it remotely. Did you find some new ones that, you know?
We invented the thing that we do for Ellen Dakota Fanning. We completely invented. And there's a trick that Mac King does that you can do in your home with your family with popcorn that he invented, Michael Carbonaro, and even Morgan West over in England. All this stuff was invented just for the show.
That's great.
And it was really fun to do because you've got a different set of parameters. I mean, there's television, mm-hmm. and then there's live, and then there's this weird place where we're doing a lot of the show live tricks for people in real time, but across Zoom and other platforms.
Yeah,
there really is. I mean, if you're thinking in terms of magic theory, it really is a different thing.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Because when you're watching TV magic, you're often watching someone on TV do magic for someone that you're watching.
True.
But this is a very different thing because we're doing magic for someone who's in their home, and it's a very different feeling, and it becomes like I said, a real intellectual challenge. It really was Teller and I having to really strip down magic and say, what is it that fools people? What is it that entertains people with magic, and how can we get that even not being in the same room?
Well, I love all the thought you put into all this, and you're right. I bet you it felt great to put this together and work on the special, and I'm looking forward to it as well. It's Penn Jillette. Penn & Teller's new CW special is Monday at 8 Central. Penn & Teller, try this at home. And for more on this iconic duo, you can visit PennandTeller.com. I look forward to seeing you again in Vegas. I hope it's sooner rather than later. I'll be patient as I have to. But I always love your performances and looking forward to seeing this TV special as well.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Penn. It's the end of the TV season for most shows. So what was the best TV series finale of all time? 312-981-7200. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.